Then, well, let's say small clothes she wanted to fold.
You mean like a bureau or a chiffon robe or?
Mm-hmm. Now, what was a bureau?
Well, the bureau was one that just had drawers, and the chiffon robe was a synonym for the same.
Uh-huh.
A dresser, of course, had small drawers, but it had a mirror.
Uh-huh. That was, the mirror was up on top. What did they call these things that had drawers on one side and a place to hang your clothes on the other?
Well, now, we never had one of those.
I don't think I've ever had one either. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen one, as a matter of fact.
I have seen them, but we didn't have one.
I guess I must have seen them, because I know what they are. Mm-hmm. But it looks like a mighty handy thing. A fellow told me he had one, and his son took it and made a gun rack out of it. Well, what did you call this? Chairs and tables and bureau and chiffero and those things all together?
Furniture.
And on the windows, did you have things that you could pull down and cover your windows?
Shades.
Uh-huh. Were you ever bothered in the winter with insects eating your woolen clothes?
Moths.
Mm-hmm. And in your house, was it a one-story house, or?
Mm-hmm.
What did you call that space underneath the roof?
The attic.
And did you have any special way to get up there?
Had to climb up on a ladder.
Uh-huh. Did you have any special room for putting old worthless things, junk?
Usually they went to the cellar.
What do you say you do in the morning when you've had breakfast and everybody leaves the house? And let's say this would be Saturday, and you want to do the dusting and sweep the floor and things like this.
House cleaning.
Uh-huh. And to sweep the floor, what do you use?
Well, on the carpeting, I use a vacuum cleaner.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
Surely.
What's information for, may I ask you?
Just Oklahoma speech.
Oh.
For instance, I was asking your niece here how she cleans the floor. What do you do if just some dirt spills out on the linoleum? What do you sweep it up with?
A broom.
Uh-huh.
He asked what was the part in front of the fireplace. Well, I don't know if I'd ever lived where there was a fireplace. Wasn't. I couldn't remember what they called it other than grate.
A grill? The lower part?
Well, this would be the rock or brick part sticks out so that you don't get...
What do you call it?
Well, I've never lived where there was a... One of these made fireplaces, old-fashioned kind. I mean, where I was born, there was one.
And on the coal stove, he asked me what this little thing out in front was. You know, you jiggle to get the ashes down. I said I could remember thinking it was fun to jiggle it, but as far as the name, I couldn't remember. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what that was called?
No.
I know it's called a hearth and a hearth and a hearth and a hearth and the whole works.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered what you'd call it. Did you call it any of those?
Well, I guess it'd be a hearth, wouldn't it?
Well, yes.
The man yesterday said, oh, we had one of those on our stoves. We call that the hearth.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then I also asked her about those metal things that you had to hold the big logs that you put in. Mm-hmm. I know they're called andirons and hand
mm-hmm.
irons and just irons.
And irons.
Mm-hmm. Fire irons and dog irons and dogs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said it, you know, it was too long ago when
That's
we
right.
lived in the house with the fireplace.
That's right.
That I couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm. Where did your mother keep her broom?
On the back porch.
Mm-hmm. Did she ever keep it behind the door?
No.
What do you do on, well, what did your mother do on Mondays and Tuesdays? Any special chores?
Well, they were always associated with washing and ironing days.
Mm-hmm. What did she carry her washing out in?
A tub.
Did she ever have a basket?
No, she always used a tub.
Around...
You see, her mother was my grandmother, and my grandparents reared me.
Mm-hmm. Did you... What would you call this out in front of your house?
The porch.
Uh-huh. Is that ever called anything else around here?
Mm-mm. Front porch.